It's the Southern Sin Pie Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Sin Pies here, two Southern guys who explore Japanese culture together. I'm Nicholas.
And I'm DJ.
What's going on today, DJ?
Today, we're going to be watching episode 6 of Solo Leveling. What do you think of the series so far?
The series is getting better and better each episode.
Yeah, like, I wish it started off good.
I hate to be one of those people that's, you got to watch 4 episodes before it gets good.
It's like, a lot easier when it's your job.
because a lot of people are like, no, I want it to be good from the first episode.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people are like, you got to give an anime at least 3 to 4 episodes.
But you know what? They never make that excuse for any American shows.
No.
They, to be fair, there's not an American show out there that they give that excuse. Oh, you got to give it a few episodes. No. Because Americans don't have that type of patience or give a shit.
Like, I'm not a big fan of The Office. Like.
Yeah. No, I've seen The Office. Just skip the whole first season, man. Most people, I'm like, you want to watch The Office? Start at season 2. Season 1, it's not even, it's like, it's almost as if they were practicing for the second season. In fact, the characters are different from season 1 to season 2. They're not even like the same, like, they're the same actors, right? But like, the characters themselves are like completely different.
Why did they change?
Because Steve Carell was in a little movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin. And so the first season, he's modeled completely after the UK guy, right? The original Office. But the issue is that it's UK humor in America, which doesn't fucking track at all. Right. So, and also, he's like balding. He's like bald in the first season.
Then he gets a hair transplant?
They don't even mention it. They don't even bring it up. In the second season, he just looks exactly like he looks in the 40-year-old version and is the exact same personality.
Oh, so that he's just the guy from 40-year-old Virgin just on. And they were like,
no explanation of why there was such a huge character change. No explanation why there was a huge physical change. None of that. In the first season, he's like a fat, bald guy. In the second season, he's a skinny guy with hair, but he's still a dumbass, right? But like, just totally different. And then other people's fucking characters changed too. So they basically literally made just a second show or just kept all the fucking names the same. Which is why people are like, oh wow, now it's good. Yeah, again, skip the first season. But we're not here to talk about The Office.
We're here to talk about Solo Leveling.
All right. I don't have any scene announcers, but today does have...
We do have Liquid Death.
Liquid Death. Yeah, it's right. It's a...
The funny part about water. Liquid Death, though, is that it's not quenching.
Yeah, if like it's only tastes... water, it does not quench your thirst very much.
It doesn't quench your thirst at all.
No, but not really. This is the carbonation. You know what I mean?
I get thirsty drinking this. Maybe that's like the trick. They want you to keep drinking more. Because
water that makes you more thirsty. That is insane. And it's a great business plan.
That's what energy drinks are.
Energy make you drinks crash, yeah.
Actively dehydrate you.
And then because of the caffeine. Then once you crash, you're like, oh, I need another one.
That's like this. And then I leave mine out because I don't like the carbonation.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be starting here. We are starting at 0. We don't have any of those
pesky
beginning studio thingies. We don't have that on here. All right. Let's see what's going on. What is episode 6? We're going to press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Swirling blue stuff. Guy working out of swirling blue stuff. Okay.
All right.
Dang.
Oh, yes. These people are so evil.
And their design's so generic. It's so sad to know they're about to die. It makes them less threatening, actually. Wow.
A few hundred million? That's crazy.
What? You already said they're as good as dead like 8 times already. Like, we get
they
it.
They keep reinforcing the point.
Oh my gosh. If they say, oh my gosh, you're gonna die again.
Bro?
I seriously almost just paused this thing. You just say bro?
Yeah, the anime just said bro. Did the dialogue just drop off?
I think they just got lazy with this dub episode, probably. I bet you. I do not believe he said that in the Japanese version. Huh? What is this, a girl facing Drake?
Right.
I'm level 18 now. I can take you on. I love how that was really stupid. I ain't gonna lie. That was really stupid. This intro, how many more episodes are in this season? With 6 more?
Yeah.
Woo!
Hold on, let's turn off the light.
I think hopefully it's a little better. Yeah.
This anime just took a nosedive off a cliff.
Yeah, and also, if I see this chick that we're supposed to like one more time, who is a total bitch.
It's Sakura.
I would prefer Sakura from Naruto.
You know what the thing is? I was watching this video where it said, you know the reason why you guys all hate Sakura is because Sakura is a representation of the girl that you like that never gave you any attention.
Not really. I think this might be true for some incels, but it doesn't really make any sense. And I'll tell you why. Because in Naruto, Hinata really likes Naruto, right? All he has to do is just realize it. In this example, like, that guy's saying, oh, because, you know, the girl you like doesn't like you, but it also implies that, like, no girls like you. Unlike Naruto, when Naruto... And not only that, isn't there, like, some other arc where some girl's like, hey, I have to repopulate Naruto, you want to help me out with that? And he's like, yeah, sure.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
that
I
filler?
Do. No, it's in Shippuden.
Oh.
They're, like, a few girls who like Naruto.
There's some girls in Naruto that'd be like, yo, I heard that Ninetales chakra go crazy.
Less talking? But you're talking to me. And you want to do less talking? Then stop talking to me.
What's all that scars on his face?
He's just ugly.
Is he like an old school hunter?
I think he's just ugly. Oh. I think at the end of the day, we need to stop giving explanations to all these scar people and just realize that sometimes they just look like that. If he was from Maryland, he would know how to eat crabs, but he doesn't.
He would know what to do when he has crabs, too.
Right. Break out the shampoo. Why is the bottom of your eyes
backing
blue?
Up?
Yeah. Oh, he thinks he kills for fun.
He can't be sorry now.
Typical trust fund kid.
That man says his armor's worth a couple $100 million.
Someone watched Dark Souls and was like, yeah, actually, this is it.
Yeah, I can't help but think that this anime is pretty basic, generic.
The last episode was way better than this.
Yeah.
But I tell you, what makes it hard is that, all right, so when you, like, have a story, you want your character to get better because that's the only way he can do better and better, more dangerous enemies, is if they get better, right? But you can't just be like, oh, yeah, see, look, he's, like, getting better. Like, you can't really do that. You know what I'm saying? So he's level, I know he's level 100, so him facing this tiny level 2 boss gives me no excitement. Compared to, you don't know, if Naruto went up against an actual ninja serial killer, you have no idea what's going to happen. Even though he might be less powerful than Naruto, he could have some stuff in there, like, you don't know. But this one's like, oh, he's level 2, and he's level 100. Okay, then why do I care?
Right. Why don't you help him out instead of just standing around?
He has a sword
around
and a shield. A giant shield. Use the giant shield? Or are you going to do it because you're friends now? Oh, he's a Saiyan and has full recovery.
That's plot armor.
Oof. And it gives the excuse of plot armor, but it's like, oh, it's part of the video game, man. It's part of the game, man.
It's part of the game.
It's a plot armor, you know, it was there from the beginning. That's what you
get. So why did that work?
It just failed 2 seconds ago. Why did it just not work? Because he just did a full recovery, but it's not like one full recovery is going to make you stronger. Yeah, I saw that.
Such an ass kisser, man.
Trust fund, that works out. Trust fund kids love kissing ass. They don't have an actual backbone, so when they sense that, they like, okay. Oh. Oh, are you back to die? Oh, so I guess he is a hunter. Kill this guy. You didn't kill him, you only punched him. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you can't change ranks, right? That's like the whole thing. So what's the point of even training?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you are going to default always be this powerful, not get any stronger, not getting like weaker, it would be different if you got weaker. So like you do regularly, like you keep working out so you can, you know. But if you can't get stronger and you also can't get weaker, then why, what is the point of training?
I don't know.
When did you get there? You guys watched him kill the thing. Like, as soon as it went thud, you looked up and saw him. So let me ask you this. They say normal weapons don't work on these monsters. But does that mean normal weapons don't work on these hunters?
I'm just trying to watch and find out, man.
I feel like you would carry a gun in this situation still. Even if they didn't work on normal monsters, I would still carry a gun for a multitude of other reasons. This one in particularly. So are we cooking the golden goose too or what? We'll take out the weak one first. Say, fellas, I've killed a human before. In cold blood. Now you're asking this as you're about to kill someone? What? Urgent quest? What the hell is this? Can you not read?
What was that?
He just hit him with the fireball. Like, hey, You're the one whose brother's a slave so you can study sociology, right?
That's crazy.
Isn't your brother, like, risking his life?
You know every what? Single hour?
Yeah, this is... Oh, if you went
so
into
you could
the...
sit down and drink coffee?
Right, this is if you went into the infantry military for, you know, your sibling to then be like, hey, look, I have an art major.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, is that the Hulk? Oh, that's an ogre. No.
For him to try and tell me he knows about life and stuff like that, is you don't know about life. I know about life.
And death.
Hey, and death. In animes, the glasses are always so big, don't you think?
I think that's the style in Japan, actually. I think it's a Japanese style. She must not be his sibling, because she's talking about that she's in a guild, too. So, that means that these designs are confusing the heck out. That looks like his sister, right?
Yeah.
But I guess it's not. Look at that. That Adam's apple is fucking huge. It's like he had like a giant spike come out of his neck. Warning, if you do not complete this quest, you will receive an appropriate penalty. What is that, death? Go into the avatar state. He will defeat them all. Or your heart. Oh, kill them or you will die. Well, that's interesting. It's not a hard choice, bro. They're trying to kill you.
It's really not.
I don't know why you're having an ethical dilemma about this. Don't you like murder stuff every day? Or what do I have to do that? Oh, and now it's time to hunt. What happened to that, bro? I think a normal person would do this in self-defense.
Let's see.
I don't. I have a real question, though. You didn't upgrade your clothes, bro? You fit. The shoes is not it, bro. Oh. Hey boss, I'm gonna handle this one. Okay, listen up, pal. You need a reality check. Are we ready to be preyed upon? And just what can a jumped up little E-rank like you even do? If you had a gun, you could just shoot him in the face right now. Or do that. That works. Oh!
His head fell off.
One out of six. Alright, so I'm sensing a pattern here. It sucks at first, and then it has good payoffs. Which is...
This is a toxic anime.
It is. Yeah. Why don't you stop watching it? Because every so often, it'll show
good.
Through. Like, no, it's not. Yeah, but it has its moments. It's a toxic relationship anime. No wonder there was like six girls who asked for us to review this. They're in a toxic relationship. Actually, guys, too, they're in a toxic relationship with this anime.
This man is straight up murking these dudes.
Oh, their eyes came off. Can't pop out blood.
One more.
Oh,
guard secret like they were. My reinforcement sets me apart. He's a monster in his own right. But after fighting a boss and five hunters, he has to be tired. His speed and his stagger special abilities are what give him an edge. But my reinforcement skill makes my body as strong as steel. His attacks won't affect me.
I'm just gonna stab him and you just casually stab the guy.
You're impressive. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. This is gonna come.
That's pretty hype, man.
I've been leveling up this whole time. What just happened? I think he smashed me into the ground with one hand. He lied. Cause no way in hell is he hearing. Wait! Even a monster like you has to have a heart, so show mercy and spare me.
No, you were gonna kill him. Why would he do that? I get honest. Oh, it's like Vegas. Who my younger brother is? Ah,
I don't care, man. Yeah, I do not care.
Do you ever play that card with your younger brother? Do you ever know who my younger brother is? Have you ever said that before?
I've never said that before.
Shout out to Adam.
Shout out to
Adam. Yeah, I know. Oh, wow, shocker. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, okay. That's it.
Skill, murderous intent. Panic. So you're less likely to get panic. You know who's the real star of the show?
What?
The menu. The menu makes such sarcastic bullshit comments somehow. It's actually funny.
Yeah, I like it. Excuse me. That was some excellent work today, boss.
I really mean it. Thanks. Shut up, Edgelord, now. My name's Shadow the Hedgehog. You glad her gave her the umbrella? Who, the bitch? From early? Oh my God, please. Don't cut to this girl. I beg of you. No,
is that him now?
Cut to a girl. I did not expect to see man as. I would rather have been. Oh, and he's
and
back
of
in
course
the
that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, with and on a high note. All right. This is episode 6. Nicholas,
this was a toxic episode.
Dude, I think the whole anime is toxic.
It was good in some parts, and it was ass at the beginning.
You know what this is? You ever hear the song Forever, that LeBron James theme with Drake?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne? Okay. It's like you're listening to Drake knowing damn you're expecting Eminem to come at the end. And Lil Wayne and Eminem to come at the end. Right. And in the middle, there's Kanye. And you're like, oh. You're like, yeah, I gotta just power through this Drake part. Oh, what is that, Kanye? That's a cool buffer before we get to Lil Wayne and Eminem. Right. The actual good parts of the song.
And
that's what this is like.
That's crazy when Kanye is the mid. One. Drake is whatever.
Because
Kanye is okay, but it's like, we came here to listen to Lil Wayne and Eminem.
All right, cool. Guys, that was episode 6. And also, again, you guys can email us at info@filmcenter. No.
It's not Film Center, man.
No, it's not.
We're not on Film Center. We're on Southern Senpai. Well, and I didn't mess up the intro. So.
No, you didn't. No. Yeah. Hey, you know what? A broken clock is right. Twice a day, you were right
okay,
once.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Hey, well, gotta get that second one in there sometime.
Yeah, I'll get that second one in there.
What is our email for this one?
You could just do hello @soysauceproductions. Production, not productions.
is that broken clock again? We'll do it. We'll see you next time. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you.
See you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?